Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
No,
I know.
Girl. You think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. Nicole Lappin.
Yesterday you heard from Skylar Grey, singer, songwriter, musician extraordinaire, who's written and co-written mega hits like Love the Way You Lie, performed, of course, by Rihanna and Eminem, Clarity, performed by Zedd, Walk on Water, performed by Eminem and Beyoncé, and so many award-winning, critically acclaimed certified bops. The first part of our conversation yesterday was all about the music industry. Skylar gave an inside perspective on the business of songwriting and also talked about the experience of having to sell her catalog as part of her divorce process. Today, I'm sharing the second part of our conversation, where Skylar talks about finding love post-divorce. I love her love story. It makes my heart feel so warm and so fuzzy. And as an added bonus, it's also super empowering and has relationship lessons we could all learn from. Here it is.
I went through a crazy lawsuit divorce over the past 5 or so years. And I finally got out of it this past year. And so it's been crazy. But basically, I had no idea when I got married that all of my intellectual property created during marriage would be up for, you know, being 50-50 with my ex-husband. And it's just crazy to me to think that, like, just stuff I come up with in my own head, in my studio and create is now 50% this other person's, you know, made no sense to me. Crazy. So anyway, turned into also a lawsuit that was bananas. At the end, we settled finally, and I had to pay him a big check. And the only way I could afford it was to sell my catalog, which means all my publishing ownership of my songs that I've written for, actually, I sold everything from everything that's been released, I guess, until 2019 in my life. So everything post 2019 is mine, but everything prior I sold. So I don't see those royalty checks that I was talking about earlier. I don't see those anymore. So there's something very comforting to me about getting the mailbox money. It's like every few months you get a check and it's like keeping you going. It's like your salary, right? Now I sold the rights to that salary, basically. And so it's great because I got a big check, but then I had to pay taxes and I had to pay my ex-husband. And then I'm left with, you know, not as much as I would hope for my life's work, you know? But so that's where this revengeful streak is coming from. It's not really revenge in the sense of like, I want to get back at somebody. I'm highly motivated to create a new catalog, to write new music that is just as valuable as the stuff I sold and create this new, you know, collection of songs that I can live off of.
Has this experience changed how you think about marriage? Did I hear you say you're engaged?
Hell yeah. Yeah. We just keep getting engaged. We're just, we keep buying each other rings and we're really sick and cute about it, but we don't have any plans to do a wedding. Or even if we do a wedding at some point, which we might do, I don't need to tell the government that where my heart's at, you know?
So you'll never get married, like, on paper?
Yeah, probably not.
Because of all of this?
Yeah.
PTSD, it sounds like.
Yep, definitely.
So can you tell me more about getting engaged, like, multiple times? Because I'm engaged. I only got engaged once, but now I'm going to go talk to my fiancé about, like, stepping up his game.
Well, some people
say Skylar's gotten a bunch of rings.
Yeah, well, the thing is, because we're not anxious to have a wedding, it every year or so, we feel the need to be super cute and romantic, and we'll do something like that, you know? But I guess if we had like a wedding schedule, it'd be different. Do you have a wedding schedule?
No, it sounds so stressful.
You don't want to do that.
So that's why I'm really intrigued by this multiple engagement idea.
Yeah, it's really a nice way to be in a relationship. Honestly, I love it. It's so much fun.
Can you tell us any of the engagement stories?
Yeah. So the first one was crazy. He got me this emerald.
Oh, beautiful.
And we both got each other rings without knowing it. And we were actually in Detroit for rehearsals for tour. I was going on tour with Eminem, and we both had our rings shipped to the hotel in Detroit. And we both lied and said like I had something for my outfit coming, and he had some documents that he had to sign, but it was our rings. And then our assistant at the time, she was like caught in the middle. She knew both things were happening, and it was like, but then we got to London. And it was actually Elliot, my fiance's birthday, and he gave me the emerald. And I was like, oh my God, because I was planning on giving him his ring on his birthday. And he gave me this earlier in the day. And I was like, oh shit, like, what do I do now? Like, do I give him his ring right away? Or do I like wait till later? Like, I don't want to like take away from the moment that we just had. So then I waited till later in the day. We were actually like really drunk. We rented some of those little bicycles, you know, that they have on the streets. We were riding these bikes around the streets at like 2 a.m. And then we pulled up to these gates of this garden, and they were so beautiful. And we stopped our bikes, and he set his bike down. I dropped my bike. The whole neighborhood woke up. And I got down on my knee, and so he didn't actually propose when he gave me this. He said, this is a love ring. He's like, I want to ask your dad first, but I wanted to give you something, you know? Oh. And I was like, well, I'm going to call it an engagement ring anyways. And then I got down on the knee when I gave him his ring. And I said, I said, we have our whole lives, or I have my whole life to give you everything you want on your birthday, but this year I want to give you my heart. And I got down on my knee and I said, will you marry me?
Yeah. I'm dead. I have chills everywhere. All over. I can't. This is too good. Did you, what made you want to also propose? Did you propose the first time?
Well, I guess I was the one who proposed, because when he gave me the emerald,
Did you propose the first time you were married?
Oh, no.
So this was a new idea that you wanted to propose to? What inspired that?
Yeah. I just knew he was the one. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to propose. I'm going to buy a diamond. I bought a brown diamond that's like a cognac colored diamond. I had it put into a very like simple but masculine setting, and I'm not waiting around.
There's so much. Do you think more women should propose if they want to get engaged?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Why wait?
Hold on to your wallets, boys and girls. Money Rehab will be right back. Now for some more Money Rehab.
And so how many years ago was that? And how many engagements do we have all together now?
That was like, I don't know if it was 2018, maybe. And then sometime during COVID, he proposed to me again on the roof of our house. And he got me a black diamond that's like a heart cut black diamond. And he got down on his knee that time. So.
Did he ask permission?
I don't know if he technically did, but he like got to know my dad really well. So, and my dad already knew we were engaged because I proposed. So, but it was interesting because he didn't get down on a knee the first time when he gave me the emerald, but this second time he gave me a ring, he did. And it was like a moment that I didn't know I needed.
Oh.
And I like burst into tears. Yeah.
I'm about to burst into tears, but I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Wow. What was it about that moment that you didn't know you needed?
I guess I just didn't know that I needed that. Just getting on your knee and asking somebody to marry you is like a powerful thing to do. And it makes you feel so wanted and so loved. And I didn't even realize that until it happened. And then I was like, I felt so loved, you know?
And now you just want to do it over and over again. I understand.
And now I just
why.
Want to keep having these moments because they're just so beautiful. And yeah. And I also love jewelry.
Yes.
It doesn't.
And you're going to propose to him again?
Yeah, it's my turn now.
I love this. Mm-hmm. Honey, we have a change of plans around here. Inspiration by Skylar.
Yes.
He's like, I have to do this again.
Hey, yeah, but it's your turn then, right? So you gotta get a ring.
Oh, I do have to get a ring. Okay, so what's the advice for getting a man engagement ring?
I really thought about like his personality and also what he wears, like what would go with everything that he, because he's like a cowboy, like drives tractors and we have cattle and stuff, but then he's also like a businessman and he wears suits and does real estate deals and he's also a musician, singer, songwriter. So it's like, what is going to fit with all of these different hats that he wears, basically? And so I was inspired by that to make him this gold, emerald cut diamond ring that's like a brown stone because it looks good with everything, you know?
I love this so much. One of my best girlfriends proposed to her husband actually 3 times, but this is only the second time I've heard about this. And it's so badass. That's all. Full stop. So badass.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I don't live by anybody's rules. I just follow my heart in life. And that was one of those things I didn't even think about it. Like, I didn't even think like, this is weird. I'm the girl. Like, getting down on a knee or anything like that. I just knew what I wanted and I did it. Like, not much more thought to it than that.
For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. All the single ladies, put your hands up and get down on one knee and propose. Like Skylar says, why wait? My recommendation on how to protect yourself from an ugly divorce has always been a prenup, but I also love how Skylar offers another solution. You don't need a marriage certificate to prove that you have a loving and lasting relationship. Sure, by not getting married, you lose the tax love that you get if you tied the knot officially, but you are also spared the process of preparing a prenup and a potential divorce. Like Skylar, it might be the right option for you. Money Rehab is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoie and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lands for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dicker for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all. You spend my money.